They Looked Both Ways by Herman Colquhoun Jr. Jelani slowly woke to the tune of an old favorite of his, an old school banger from 2023, a classic, he thought. He chuckled as he struggled to open his half-crested eyes. He was well in need of sleep, and his body had let him know that it appreciated the time to rest. He jumped up as that banger was his wake-up call telling him that he had overslept by at least 30 minutes, and Usher, knowing Jelani's routine, predicted that he would be late for his 9:20 a.m. Hollow Hall with his team. Usher had decided to pipe the head-nodding tune Into His Pillows by Iris audio stream for a gentle but urgent awakening. It was a stark contrast to the usual circadian sound of distant crickets that reminded Jelani of his nights of yesteryear out camping with his mother and brother when they were younger. His finger reached for and fumbled its way to a small button-like piercing on the side of his nose. It sat where a small dimple from years of wearing corrective lenses remained. It's also where a small keloid had become a growing concern as his finger explored the side of his nose to locate the ever-shifting, newly implanted decorative trigger. He briefly got lost in thought, wondering why the nose ring tech was not created with the same care as the 16-year-old earrings and other jewelry he'd worn since he was himself 16. He made a mental note to get that feedback through his firm to their benefits provider. "Ah, there it is," he said to himself, his nanite contact lens activated with a quick double tap of the trigger, and his world became less fuzzy. The nanite-powered Voltronic technology put a glistening sheen over his iris for a split second as the nanites engaged. The lenses they formed not only corrected his gradually declining vision to better than 20/20 prescription, but also conditioned his cornea, preventing the hardening that would have been responsible for bifocals to come. On cue, the lenses projected his schedule for the day on his retina as Usher showed the impact of the changes on Jelani's situation for the day. "Usher, how can we make this work?" A proposal for a time change and minimal impact on everyone's schedule was served up for Jelani. "Oh, it looks like everyone is available at 10:15 a.m. I like it. And nice touch with that note to the group, Usher. Let's send both. Apologetic, yet not too sappy. You know me all too well." Jelani sank back into his pillow and muttered softly, "Usher, I wish you were around to help my dad's and Kimberly. When we were growing up, things would have been so much smoother." "I'm sorry, Jay. I couldn't quite make that out. Could you repeat it?" Usher responded. "Oh, never mind. Delete that last bit from your ledger. Thanks, Usher," Jelani replied. His two adopted fathers and biological mother's profile images materialized and faded rapidly from his lens display. Out the door he went, with the fresh air hitting his face and his feet gliding almost as though he were skating across the kinetic walk side of the road. He became more alert. His complex was one of many models launched across the city with such perks. A portion of the electricity used by his housing complex and his UberVolt fleet of personal shuttles came from the recaptured kinetic and thermal energy from the complex's indoor fitness center and the push and pound of the joggers on the kinetic walkways that network throughout the complex grounds. The complex's sustainability signature and a minute carbon footprint were what Jelani loved about this place. They had him at their first level engagement on their meta-hosted campaign when he saw the building in a scene of one of his favorite 10-minute gram stories. The sound of his arms swinging swiftly in the soft hush of the friction sleeve transfer was something Jelani was familiar with, and he knew he was making good time given the charging rhythm. His Nike sportswear outfit charged his personal wearable devices, starting from his electrolytic perspiration and soul absorbers down to the wicking away of his thermal radiation with the feel of a jogging amid a cool ocean breeze. 10 minutes and 38 seconds, a 30-day personal best, Usher announced in Jelani's ear as he dismounted with a leap over the adjacent stationary walk and headed through the door to his domicile. "Yeah, I know, Usher. Nothing like a little morning procrastination to light a fire under my butt," Jelani said. He briefly focused on his near gaze to bring the time reading into focus on his lenses, revealing he had only 43 minutes until the postponed meeting. Jelani stripped off his sportswear, threw them into the discharging basket, and hopped into the shower. He was in a good mood. The ionic cleaning he was receiving made it a better start to his day. Donning a simple white t-shirt and cream jogging pants, Jelani was ready for the meeting. "Usher, ready my usual Zoom stage, but today I'll go with the Steve Jobs dress code." "Done," chimed Usher, Jelani grabbed his hollow fob and headed out to his patio. He placed the hollow fob on the table, and a series of small laser-emitting propellers emerged and began to spin. 10:15 a.m., and Jelani uttered a single word, "Join." The fob projected a holographic image of his team around the table in their virtual chairs. "Hello, everyone. Sorry about the time shift," he said, as his eyes fixed on each person. At the same time, his piercings projected sounds as if they were coming from the direction of each virtual person at the table. He acknowledged each greeting with a nod. The holofob took care of all the graphical heavy lifting while his lenses filled in the fine details of the rest, including the Zoom stage. Jelani was excited and could hardly contain himself behind his Steve Jobs facade. He had been working the last few days on a minor tweak to his Peacemaker algorithm and couldn't wait to share it. Even the most minor feature changes got him as excited as a kid in a candy store, especially when he created the prototype himself. He had picked the Steve Jobs code for a reason. He knew Karen wouldn't be able to resist. Right on cue. "Really, Jay? Steve Jobs again, but with all the facial blend? Come on. We all know you're..." An iconic sound plays. "To pull that off," Karen said. Karen was what some would call socially awkward at times, yet was also a complete pleasure to be around. There were times she uttered some incredibly politically incorrect things. Okay, let's be real. She frequently launched into microaggressive soliloquies like the one that was just interrupted. Karen looked around, turned slightly red, and scoffed. A smile crept across the faces of the other four people in the room, but the one on Jelani's face was much larger than anyone else's. Jelani spoke up, "And that, my friends, is the latest and greatest from Peacemaker." Peacemaker was one of Jelani's most successful inventions. Jelani was renowned in both the field of peaceful deliberation and for his inventive skills. He took specific pride in his craftiness with natural language processing AI models. The iconic sound that blocked out Karen's potentially offensive blurt was an intervention initiated by his latest update to the Peacemaker's AI model. The smile that crept across Jelani's face was his reaction, albeit immature, to the iconic chime that played on his oral piercings. One that only he could hear as a sound of flatulence was his little personal way of coping with what had become an annoying habit of Karen's. The chime heard by the others was what they had set in their own personal audio libraries for not safe for work language. Most were still on their defaults, yet everyone immediately recognized what had transpired and found it somewhat amusing. That is all except for Karen. Made immediately aware of her misstep, she apologized and sunk down into her virtual chair. "That was wild," Erica shrieked. "Everyone will love that etiquette twist. I can't wait to create a media frenzy around this." Snapping emojis emanated from the table in front of her. "I'm still testing the model, but I'm hoping to integrate this with everyone's alternates library to mask the abruptness of the moment for the audience," Jelani replied. "The modifying event should still have the desired impact on the speaker, but the teachable moment should remain their own without calling them out." "I definitely would have preferred that update," Karen whispered softly. "That's perfect. What should we use as a reference to determine the user transparency level required to market the twist analyzer?" Jelani quickly located the reference material in his Art of Negotiating AI playbook with a few REMs, that's rapid eye movements, and gestured towards Erica. "Ah, of course, thanks," she replied as she inserted it into her live doc, updating it with a few REMs of her own. The five colleagues continued discussions for another hour and began to wrap up for lunch. "Anyone interested in having a real lunch?" Everyone nodded. However, as everyone consented to share their nearest UberVolt schedule with the team, Cole quickly noticed that as much as he would like to join the group in real, he would have to take a rain check, as he had no shared availability with the other four from his part of the city. "I've flagged this event. Hopefully our UV provider will have the supply chain updated for our next reel." "I'll send you one of ours," Jelani objected. "No one is left behind." Cole respectfully declined the offer, indicating he didn't want to burden the system. Jelani read a social cue that everyone else seemed oblivious to and replied, "Okay, we'll put a priority marker on the UV feedback packet. Use a corporate marker." Jelani pushed a virtual token with a gesture towards Cole. "You have to make it to the next one. The weather influencer footprint is at its shortest time this time of year." "For sure," Cole chimed. "Oh, And congratulations on yet another award for our last twist. You keep this up and we'll have to order another NAS storage array for your digital trophies alone. Jelani smiled with gratitude. The team disbanded and convened in person, less one for lunch. The next day was like any other, with always more forward progress on the flagship product. They already had much success, yet Jelani was constantly haunted by the situations he couldn't help resolve. His inner conflict kept him up at night. That night, Jelani, still thinking about making a more significant impact, flipped through his digital trophies and awards and asked himself, what good was all this when wars still raged in parts of the world where democracy has still not developed in many regions? Some of the most resistant and largest countries were those indiscriminately built on the backs and the blood of oppressed groups of people. The thought took him back to memories of his mother and how she spent many late nights on her social media as a digital activist sharing stories about how North America was not that different from those other places not too long ago. He thought about how he was almost completely disconnected from his heritage. He loved his adoptive fathers with all his heart. Still, if it hadn't been for his mother's determination to reinsert herself into his life, he wouldn't be the person he'd become. She broke the pattern of broken homes that she'd endured and was failed by generations before her. She shared knowledge of struggles that had been once erased from the history books. She showed him love by accepting and growing with his non-traditional family. Her efforts and understanding made Jelani's world a happy place. They gave Jelani a unique sense of empathy for all the people he encountered in his life. His thirst for knowledge and his understanding of the past and his ingenuity propelled Jelani to become one of the most sought-after delegates in the world. He brokered both corporate and government relationships and prevented wars in many cases simply because he had the unique ability to always see both sides of the social equation. Yet, all Jelani could think about were the situations and countries he couldn't help to bring together. How the people who happened to look like him were the last ones to have the opportunities to escape the ensuing violence and war simply because of where they were born, and traditions that had hindered generational advancements for reasons rooted in something as simple as the color of one's skin. Like the current climate crisis, correcting these deeply rooted societal issues seemed akin to U-turning the Titanic. Images of his mental metaphors and memories mixed to dance across his eyes. He cracked a smile as he recalled stories of how his biological parents had fallen in love during a movie screening of a film by the same name, and how well he knew love could emerge victorious in the direst situations. Love and loss beget new and better beginnings. This was the basis from which he drew his energy to engage in every poor situation he was called upon to resolve. And he was impossibly good at it. However, the people he most desired to have success with were those who did not wish to speak with him, carrying a heavy reluctance simply because he was not one of them. It was an age-old problem with which Jelani was all too familiar. Many successful leaders have maintained their position of power because their tactics took advantage of the slowness of change among societal mindsets at their root. Manipulation of this fact has helped them to rise and maintain their leadership positions. Some of this prejudice was so rooted in bias that regardless of Jelani's prowess as an orator, his techniques and skills, all they could see was the color of his skin and where he was from. The hostility from these communities made Karen's microaggressions look like a minnow amongst whales, something that pierced through in any language. Jelani's ethnicity clearly showed several traits of his Asian and Black genealogy. Even among people of either race, he was still less accepted because he was not of pure blood. His two-spirited nature seemed to just add fuel to the fire. Thankfully, these opinions were being held by a shrinking minority of people. They were not as prevalent as they had been as little as a decade prior. Progress was being made, but it didn't bother him any less. There were people who would never allow him to influence their mindset. One of the most significant challenges was that Jelani physically embodied change and advocated for AI technologies that had fallen victim to being in the wrong hands in the not-too-distant past. Trusting Jelani himself was one thing. Trusting what he stood for was another. AI in its infancy was taught to learn from the broken world. The one thing that wasn't modeled at the time was a sense of discernment. Without discernment, AI accelerated and amplified the reach of an already biased system. Early adopters of the technology, coupled with the greed of technological moguls, launched the use of AI prematurely before Jelani's discretion, DC he called it. One of the few discernment technologies was created. The impact on society was devastating, and it had lasting effects on the systems in which marginalized people often operated. These people and their home countries were immensely impacted by financial, housing, and educational systems that failed them. Blind embargoes enacted on nations after so-called smart governance systems, fed on biased data across the meta web, like ravenous hyenas tearing through a soon-to-return lioness's kill. The system incorrectly recommended and provided supporting evidence for the embargoes based on collected data without discretion, a technology that was clearly needed. Something the people and the countries impacted would not soon forget. The cost of change had just gone up. Jelani, there's an urgent message in your queue. Shall I open it? Usher asked. Jelani nodded and listened intently. Then he grabbed his things and entered an awaiting Uber Volt just outside of his door. It whisked him off in a hurry. Jelani entered a room full of Peacemaker preferred stock shareholders and the executive board. There's been an incident, Erica whispers over Jelani's shoulder. I couldn't send the details to you over the meta web. As you know, the social media trolls are all over the data privacy backdoors and holes. She slipped Jelani a QR tablet with a marker only his lenses could read. The report headline and video played as his lenses resolved the marker's code. Peacemaker, an AI-powered feedback technology that uses sleep-assisted delivery systems to play encouraging personalized messages and soothing sounds, has been proven to positively shape behavior. The model has been primarily shaped by algorithms created to mimic its inventor, Jelani Alfoglu's, successful psychotherapeutical techniques in helping people, teams, and governing bodies modify their own behaviors and accelerate respectful negotiations and conflict resolutions. Law enforcement personnel and negotiation professionals have been a primary market to date. Still, it's been shown that the greater good could be had by opening access to the technology both programmatically and financially to the general public via planned IPO into the public sector. That is, until today. Today, 223 officers in the city went rogue. 34 people are confirmed dead, all of North Korean descent. Peacemaker technology is the common thread connecting all of the officers involved. 30% of the task force is in the Peacemaker program, 550 officers in all. Half of the officers seem to have had an adverse reaction to the AI-driven psychotherapy. Jelani looked up from the tablet, his eyes fixed on the chairman sitting beside him, speaking into his ear. Was a familiar face. Karen. Why is she here? And why is she sitting there?